Title: Ride Pattern Energy from Scratch for DJ Friendly Sets Advanced. Alright, let's build ride patterns the way they actually function in drum and bass, not as a symbol doing ATHS, but as an energy system you can step through like gears in a DJ set, because if your rides are just loud and constant, they don't feel energetic, they feel exhausting, and worse, they start stealing authority from the snare, which is basically the fastest way to make a DNB drop feel smaller. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a three-layer ride stack in Ableton, three intensity gears you can switch between, and a set of controls that lets you increase pressure without turning your mix into top-end soup. Let's do it. First, session setup so the groove reads like DNB immediately. Set your tempo somewhere in that 172 to 176 pocket. I'll use 174. Group your drums into a group called drums, and create a dedicated MIDI track named Rides. And here's a big mindset shift. Rides are context-dependent. You don't design them in solo like a pretty cymbal part. You design them while the kick and snare are playing, because the entire job of the ride is to add motion without messing with the drum hierarchy. Now, on the Rides track, load a drum rack. We're making three pads. Think of them like roles in a team. Layer 1 is ride top. This is definition. It can be a short ride, a bell, a tight metallic tick, even a non-ride sound like a stick click or a tiny shaker transient. The point is, short, bright, and it reads in a busy mix. On this top layer, add a Q8. High pass it pretty aggressively, somewhere around 500 to 900 Hz. We're removing anything that pretends to be body. Then do a small dip if it's harsh, around 6 to 9 kHz. Don't overdo it. You're just sanding an edge, not dulling the blade. Then add saturator in soft sine mode, 1 to 3 dB of drive. Trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. This layer should sound like clarity, not like more cymbal. Layer 2 is ride body. This is the engine. It's that metallic sustain that creates rolling movement. Pick a longer ride sample with a tail. Add a Q8 and high pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Then check the 2 to 4 kHz area. That's where clang can start fighting the snare crack. If your snare lives there, the ride needs to politely move out of the way. Add drum bus next. Drive around 5 to 15% is plenty. Keep boom at 0. You usually don't want low-end enhancement on a ride. Transients can go slightly negative if it's pokey, or slightly positive if it's too soft. Tiny moves. You're shaping feel, not doing surgery. Layer 3 is ride air or noise. This is width and hype, but controlled. It can be a shimmery hat, a noisy wash, or a resampled ride layer that's more texture than cymbal. Add auto filter and high pass it around 2 to 4 kHz, with a bit of resonance, maybe 5 to 15%. Then add utility. Set width somewhere like 140 to 180%, but be careful, wide metallic stuff can collapse badly in mono. Also turn on bass mono, and set it around 120 to 200 Hz so nothing down there is getting weird. Optionally, add redux very lightly for grit. This is ear-based. If it starts sounding like sandpaper, back off. Quick coach note: treat the ride like a tension instrument. Before you even touch the pattern, decide what it's doing in the DJ context. Is it blend readability, drop propulsion, or peak pressure? That decision dictates density, decay length, and stereo, not just volume. Now we build the core pattern. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on rides. Set your grid to 1/16. Start with all 16 THS on ride top only. Yes, all of them. We're building from too much, then carving. Now the magic. Remove notes on purpose. DNB rides feel powerful when they breathe. Create two protected zones per bar. Zone 1 is the snare transient window. Not just the snare hit itself, but the moment around it, including the 16th right before it. Zone 2 is the kick's click range if your kick is attack heavy, usually somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. If your ride has energy there, your kick can start sounding smaller even if the low end is fine. So do this. Remove the 16th right before the snare. If your snare is on 2 and 4, that's the classic breathing move. Then remove one more 16th somewhere in the second half of the bar, not as a random gimmick, but to create a little human tension. The ear hears that tiny absence as phrasing. Now velocity. This is the real energy fader. Open the velocity lane. Select all notes and set them to about 70 as a neutral starting point. Then accent the forward pulses. A good advanced starting map is accenting 1E, 2A, 3E, 4A, but it depends on your groove and where your ghost snares and hats sit. Your accent range might be 95 up to 120, and your ghosts might live between 35 and 70. The key move: pull down the velocities right before snare hits by 10 to 25 velocity. that keeps the snare feeling like it owns the moment, even when the ride is busy. And here's a calibration trick that saves you every time. Level your rides to the snare, not to the hats. In the full drum mix, toggle rides on and off. If the snare suddenly loses authority when rides are on, the ride is competing in the same perceptual lane. Fix it with velocity and EQ first, before you touch the fader. Now we add micro swing, but DJ safe. DNB needs to blend cleanly, so we're not trying to make it drunk. We're trying to make it breathe. Option is groove pool. Grab a subtle MPC style 16th groove. Apply it to the ride clip. Keep timing at about 5-12%. Velocity influence can be 0-10%. Random should be tiny, like 0-3%. Option B is manual micro nudging. Pick a couple of off 16 THS and nudge them 1-4 milliseconds late, not ticks, milliseconds, and keep your anchor hits tight. Downbeats and anything near snare moments stay locked. Rule: if it starts sounding behind, you went too far. Now we turn this into something DJ friendly, 3 intensity gears. Gear 1 is blend safe. This is what you can run under an intro or a long mix without annoying anyone. Use ride top only. Reduce density. Try mostly 8 THS with occasional 16th pickups. Keep max velocity around 95. And keep stereo width narrow. If you use any width at all, keep it around 100-120%, and ideally avoid the air layer entirely here. Gear 2 is the main drop. This is where the ride becomes the engine. Use ride top plus ride body. Mostly 16 THS, with planned gaps like we built. Keep strong velocity contrast. Accents up. Ghosts down. And you can start adding slight saturation on the bus to make it feel like it's pushing. Gear 3 is late drop or second drop hype. All three layers. Add a couple of push moments, like a very short 1/32 burst into a transition. Tastefully, this is not a machine gun. This is a pressure spike. Increase the air layer width slightly, and add a little reverb send, but only as part of controlled transitions, not as a permanent wash. Now, let's build space the right way. Inside the drum rack returns. Create a return chain called ride verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Choose a small room or something slightly metallic. Keep decay short, about 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the transient stays clean. High cut the reverb around 7 to 10 kHz so it doesn't spray fizz everywhere. After the reverb, add EQ8. High pass around 400 to 800 Hz. And if there's a harsh band, dip it, often 6 to 8 kHz. Then the key routing idea. Send mainly the air layer, lightly the body, and almost none of the top. The top is your clarity and timing. Reverb on the top smears the groove and makes the ride feel less punchy. Now bus processing. Route the ride's track to a ride bus, or group it in a way you can process as one unit. Start with EQ8. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz. Then hunt for constant rings. Use a narrow band. Sweep until the ring jumps out, and notch it gently. Then saturator, drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Again, trim output so you're not mistaking louder for better. Then glue compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Just glue, not flatten. Optional, multiband dynamics as a high band tamer. Gentle, this is not the moment to smile curve your rides into fizzy hype. The goal is controlled aggression, not a white noise ceiling. Pro move for heavier or darker DNB. Sidechain the ride bus to the snare, subtly. Put a compressor on the ride bus, enable sidechain from the snare track, ratio 2 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 30 to 80 milliseconds. You only want 1 to 2 dB of duck. It's a tiny bow to the snare that makes the whole groove feel more expensive. Now arrangement, where DJs actually feel your choices. Think in clear energy steps. For example, intro 16 bars, gear 1, and you can even filter it a bit. Build for 8 to 16 bars by moving toward gear 2, mostly by increasing density and presence rather than pure volume. Then drop 32 bars of gear 2, stable. Don't over-automate here. DJs love stability because it blends. Then a mid-switch, pull back to gear 1 for contrast. Then second drop 32 bars of gear 3. Then outro, step down like a ladder. Gear 3 to gear 2 to gear 1 to top only to none. Multiple exit points for DJs, not a single cliff. And that automation that actually works without wrecking mixability, widen the air layer from maybe 120 up to 160 in the late drop. Increase reverb sent by 1 to 4 dB during transitions only. Open the air layer filter cutoff gradually over 4 to 8 bars into the drop. Another arrangement upgrade. Two-stage drop evolution without adding new drums. Make drop a more mid-focused, drier, and narrower. Make drop B slightly brighter, a touch wider, and with a hint more sustain. Kick and snare stay identical, so DJs can loop and mix cleanly, but the crowd feels progression. Common mistakes to dodge while you're building. If rides mask the snare crack, dip 2 to 5 kHz on the rides, or reduce ride top velocity near snare moments. If you've got constant 16 THS with no phrasing, add intentional gaps every 1 to 2 bars and create mini cadences at 8 or 16 bar boundaries. If it's too wide too early, keep gear 1 narrow and save the width for gear 3. If the top end is harsh and kills mastering headroom, reduce 8 to 12 kHz, tame resonances, shorten reverb decay, and don't oversaturate. And if swing turns it into halftime hip-hop, back it off. DNB needs tight anchors. Let's add a couple advanced variation ideas you can plug in once your core system is working. 1. A polyrhythmic accent map that's still grid-tight. Keep the 16 THS, but accent every 3 16 THS, steps 1, 4, 7, 10, 13, 16. That creates a turning wheel energy that stays mixable because the timing is still locked. 2. Ghost ride after snare tail only. Put low velocity ride hits on the 16th after the snare, not before. That gives forward momentum without stealing the snare transient. 3. Probability-based micro variation. In Ableton Clip View, set note chance on a couple non-essential 16 THS, like 70 to 85%. Keep anchors at 100%. Over a 64-bar blend, it moves just enough to feel alive without sounding random. Now, performance control. Even if you never play this live, map macros. It forces good decisions and makes arrangement fast. Make 5 macros. Brightness, using a filter or tilt EQ. Width, air layer only. Bass, your reverb send. Duck, controlling snare sidechain depth. And intensity, controlling velocity scale or gain trim on body and air. Finally, the practice exercise. Build your 3-layer rack. Make 3 1-bar clips. Gear 1, gear 2, gear 3. Arrange them across 64 bars. Bars 1 to 16 gear 1. Bars 17 to 48 gear 2. Bars 49 to 64 gear 3. Automate only two things. Air width increases slightly at bar 49, and reverb send increases only during transitions. Then bounce two short comparison loops. Bars 15 to 18, and bars 47 to 50. Ask yourself two questions. This audio version is shortened for playback.